This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I want to talk about the word legacy. Part of my passion is helping people to discover their potential so that they can leave a legacy behind. Many of us have experienced rock bottom or the lowest of lows, and it's in those places in our life, in our journey, where we have the opportunity to come out of the other side, learn from the experience, and grow. Have you thought about what you want your legacy to be, or how you want to be remembered, and what you want to leave behind? And do you care about what you leave behind when you change jobs, change positions, go to a different phase of life?
Let's turn the wheels of motion and go back into time. I read somewhere recently that the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, whenever he'd have guests to the White House and they would be eating, dining, he'd ask them, what's the thorn in your life and what are the roses? And so I'm going to ask you, Derek, to take a deep dive back into time and to talk to us about one of the points in your life where you had hit the lowest of the low, that thorn that was in between your rows. Tell us that story, please.
I'll tell you that. That was an interesting transition point for me. And I actually shared it for the first time a couple of weeks ago. I've never talked about it.
Wow.
When I told someone that, they said, yes, share it. I said, okay. And it's not that it's so earth-shattering, but it's the disappointment in myself and the way I responded to a situation. It just showed me where I was at and what I was capable of as far as my response and things. And so I was in the music industry for many years, and it did change. And around 2000, Napster came out, and all this technology where you could listen to music for free.
True.
All my friends were signed to major labels. They were all bartenders. They couldn't even play. They're all our dream from kids on as musicians was the dream of that alluring appeal of getting a deal, and you tour, and everybody pays for everything, and there's tech writers, and you choose the color of M&Ms and cheeses on your tour, and everybody swoons over you. And there was some moments of fun that way. And that's not why any musician doing it. They're all doing it for the love of the art, most of them. But there was just such a tough time in the industry. And so I did many years in it and kind of got tired. And I made an intentional decision, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to make a change. Now, selfishly back then, and I'm not proud of this, I was with an act that are like my brothers. In fact, last night I played with these guys at a place. We played 4 hours of music together. Mm-hmm. And so things are great now. But at the time I thought to myself, when I leave this project, it will stop going on, or it will follow me and live under kind of my house and my ability to participate in it.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.